Well, I think this emanated from a need for parents, families that were affected by suicide. We have a family life services in Castlebar. It's a diocesan centre, and as part of that they offer bereavement and they offer suicide bereavement. So what came from the parents, and sometimes singular parents and both people together, was this need for public acknowledgement of their loss and their pain and their hurt. And they actually asked for a parish response or a diocesan response through, I don't know whether they mentioned the word liturgy or mass, but certainly that's what they were looking for. They're looking for a liturgy. We have decided that it's not going to be a mass, it is going to be a liturgy.
So this is on top of the funeral mass. They don't see that as an acknowledgement.
Well, I suppose at the time their hurt is just so immense and there are so many questions that they have unanswered. This would come perhaps 2 to 3 years after they have been bereaved, because one of the ladies involved in preparing for this is actually a mother herself who up to now couldn't really discuss it, but feels confident and competent to discuss it now. But she said there is no way 6 months ago, or 6 months after her loss, that she would have been able to have a public acknowledgement. Such was her hurt. So
what do they mean by a public acknowledgement? What is it they want done?
It's really support. You know, bereavement is such that, and I've listened to a few people speak of bereavement, it's a journey. And there are different train stations almost that one would get off in the bereavement process. But as a community, we find it difficult to cope with people. And there are people that have been bereaved that have been hurt by community because they have crossed the road or they have said, well, sure, time will heal. All those things are very hurtful. I personally haven't had a serious bereavement in my life. So I could just imagine the hurt that is caused. So I guess, you know, parishes and communities learn a lot from the people that have been hurt. Because, tomorrow if I was to go out, perhaps I might meet somebody and I might be insensitive. But I think there's that sort of, you know, we freeze up in situations like that. They're difficult to deal with. So this is by way of acknowledging, saying, yes, you have been hurt. And a lot of the work that will be put into the liturgy will actually come from the ideas of the parents themselves.
And why a liturgy? Because, I mean, what you're talking about sounds to me a bit like, you know, education and maybe a seminar and, you know, areas that would be covered and things like that. Console, the bereavement group that works with parents, people bereaved through suicide. So why the liturgical dimension? Why go to your parish pastoral council?
Well, it's interesting you should say that, because what we have decided in our parish is that, okay, we will have the liturgy, which will be sort of the end. This is what the people want. But before that, we're actually going to have perhaps a couple of days or a week of positive mental health. We looked at talking about suicide and hurt and how people could cope with that. And there are a lot of structures in place, but we turned that coin around and we have decided to look at positive mental health, what it means now. We're going to have guest speakers. We actually talked about perhaps using somebody like Gareth O'Callaghan, who has suffered from depression, people that have petered on that line and people that have learned from it, you know, having a positive attitude to life. We hope to bring our young people into it through our arts centre, create a week of positive thinking in schools, have them draw, you know, do paintings, perhaps do essays. You know, a lot of work will go into it. It's not just something that will happen on the night, but we want to, plus the fact that after the liturgy we will also have family life service counsellors there if people need to speak to somebody, because those occasions can be very emotional.
Yeah, and they can also inspire other people, young people, you know, to commit suicide as well, because they see all the attention has been put on this. And you know, there has been a concern around that copycat dimension. Are you taking advice on that?
Yes, we are, certainly. And that's why we are promoting the positive mental health, as opposed to, there's enough suicide out there. I mean, there's enough talk around it. There's enough media coverage of it. So by having the positive mental health week as a build-up to it. And then the liturgy, we haven't quite worked out exactly. The liturgy won't be a doom and gloom. It'll be acknowledging the hurt, but it will be celebrating the lives of the people.